We are Sheffield Community Church, where we represent God to the lost and found. This is the podcast of our Sunday service. We hope this message blesses you and leads you to a better life.
My place will come down, God. That every walls of Jericho, Lord, will come trembling down. And Father, it comes down through obedience. Father, it comes down through looking unto you, God. Father, the walls will come down not because... Father, it will come down not because we are military trained. The walls will come down, Father, not because we have weapons of mass destruction. Father, the walls will come down because we know how to praise you. Because we know how to look onto the cross. My God, even as Moses lifted up the pole in the wilderness, so the Son of Man was lifted up so that everyone that looks onto him shall be saved. And Lord, today we look unto you, God. Lord, this morning we look onto the cross of Calvary. Where would we be without the cross? Where would we be without the cross, Lord? Lord, today we decree and we declare, God, that you wear the victor's crown. My God, that no one has enthroned you and no one will dethrone you. Because you are all by yourself. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, my God. And there's no one else in the middle, my God. You are God and go by yourself. So Lord, today we look onto the cross where our hope comes from. We look onto the cross where our healing comes from. Father, this morning we look onto the cross where our salvation comes from. And we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, God. All the adoration and praises, my God, today we surrender unto you, God. Father, this morning, God, we come with not our own agenda, but we come with the agenda of Jesus Christ. Lord, have your way this morning. Have your way this morning, oh God. Let your agenda be the final agenda in our lives. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the saints say amen. Amen. Come on, let's give the Lord a big clap offering. Thank you, praise and worship. Thank you very much. Hallelujah. Good morning, everyone. It's amazing to see you all. God is good. And all the time. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for joining us this morning. And if you're watching online, a big welcome to you again. It's a pleasure. It's always a pleasure to have you. We know that the Lord is doing amazing things with you online. And even for those of us that are here at the center, thank you. Thank you for coming. We believe that the Lord has something for you. Just a big thank you to the eldership and the pastoral team of the church for allowing me this amazing opportunity to stand here before you and speak to you. So thank you for that. So Lord, we thank you, Holy Spirit, Lord, that you will increase even as we decrease in this place this morning. That your agenda, God, will be first, not ours. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. This morning, we are starting a new series called Come to the Cross. It's a new Easter series we are starting this morning called Come to the Cross. Come to the Cross. See, the cross is very powerful. The cross is absolutely powerful. Now, in the 1980s, one of the Polish prime ministers in the 1980s set a decree. He said that all the cross in public places had to be removed completely. Every single cross in public places and so on and so on and so on. And any public places or government schools and stuff like that, every cross had to be removed. Now, one zealous school admin went onto the school hall and he removed all the crosses immediately. He took them out. The following day, the parents came, and guess what? They replaced those crosses. They put them up again. And it went on and on and on and so on. And then the students of that school, they were not happy. So guess what? They decided to march. So we saw different schools coming together, marching, you know, school kids marching, you know, and carrying crosses and saying that this is not right. We need a cross to be back up again. We rely on the cross. We trust upon the cross. And the bishop at the time of Polish criticized the prime minister for such a decree. And then this went on and on and on and, you know, a massive protesting happened and so on. And then the churches, you know, the churches united together and the bishop preached a message. And within this message, he started off by saying that there is no Poland without the cross. So this morning, I want to decree that there is no us without a cross. There is no United Kingdom without the cross. We need a cross. We look onto the cross. The cross is very, very important. The cross is life transforming. That's why, you know, in many places where you go, you see the cross. People wear, you know, crosses in their necks. In this very building, we have the cross. You know, amazing. Several years ago, I had a chance to go to Korea. One thing that amazed me about Korea is that at night, you see massive, tall buildings with red crosses. The cross is important. And today, we want to start our new series, Come to the Cross. Come to the Cross. Now, this morning, church, I want to tell us a story. I want to tell us a story about a man who came by night. This man's name is Nick, the man who came by night. Nick is a Jewish man, a very powerful man. He's a Pharisee, meaning that he's a religious man. Nick understood and practiced the laws, the Jewish laws. He understood them. Nick was not just a Pharisee. Nick was one of the members in the Sanhedrin court, a court of 70 members. And within this court, one of their duties was to, you know, see, you know, and trial, you know, and rather trial a person who they felt wasn't preaching the correct message, or trial the person who they felt was being or was supposedly so-called a false prophet. That was one of their duties within this court. So if you were, you know, if people thought you were, you know, a false prophet, if people didn't agree with your teaching, or rather should I say, if they did not agree with your teaching, and guess what? They will trial you. So Nick was an important man, a very powerful man, and a very influential man, well-educated, and he is the man that came by night. Now, isn't it amazing that Nick, even though being part of the Sanhedrin, that he would talk to Jesus at night? Think about that. But why at night? Why would he visit at night? You know, why not in broad daylight? Because Jesus was always in public places speaking to people. Why at night? Why go through the hassle of setting up an appointment with Jesus at night? Could it be that he came by night because he was timid? Or could it be that he came by night because, you know, he was afraid? You know, or could it be that he came by night because, you know, he wanted to set up an undisturbed appointment, you know, a one-to-one with Jesus? Or could it be that he came by night because he didn't want to jeopardize his reputation, his job, his position? So here's Nick at night. He comes to Jesus. Now we see him walking past the 12 disciples. Oh, he was timid. Believe you me, he was timid. You know, we saw him going past, you know, Judas Iscariot. We see him going past Nathaniel. See, the thing is, right? The disciples, you know, not all of them were your ordinary nice guys. You know, some of them were not nice guys. You know, we see, you know, Nick, very, very timid, especially as he goes past James and John, a.k.a. the sons of thunder, which I'm surprised that they didn't, you know, threaten to call upon fire from heaven to come and consume Nicodemus, because those guys were fierce. They were absolutely fierce. So Nick goes past different disciples, all 12 of them, and then finally, he goes past Peter, and he gets to Jesus. He gets to Jesus. He finally has a one-to-one with Jesus at night. And he says to Jesus, he says, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God. Because, you see, no one can do the signs or perform the signs you are doing if God were not with him." Jesus says, "Very truly, I tell you," you know how Jesus is, very calm and collected, very loving. He says, "Very truly, I tell you, unless a person is born again, they cannot see the kingdom of God." And Nick says, "I beg your pardon? How can a man, you know, who is old enough, you know, be born again? How can a person that's fully grown go back to their mother's womb, be born again? How is that?" Right, we don't get it. See, have you ever been in a situation where, you know, where you're holding on to, you know, something, you know, close to your heart, maybe a little secret that you don't want to disclose with anyone, you know, that you're holding on to something in your heart, and then someone sparks up a conversation about the very same thing you don't want to disclose. Have you ever been in that situation? Or maybe just me, maybe just me. But you see, when we are in that situation, you know, one of our responses normally is, what do you mean? You know, what do you mean? What are you talking about? Oh, you know, I don't understand. See, and if you really want to be or play ignorant, you simply say, I don't know what you're talking about, mate. See, maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm the only one that's still working on my salvation. Maybe just me. And that was Nick. Nick was like, I don't know what you're talking about. You know, how can a person that's fully grown go back into their mother's womb and, you know, and be born again? What do you mean by that? See, Nick, well, let's get one thing. See, Nick wasn't a disciple of Jesus Christ. Nick wasn't a fan. You know, he didn't really have much, you know, much admiration for Jesus. But he couldn't, you know, but because of what he saw, he was there to come to Jesus Christ. See, Nick saw Jesus bringing people together. Nick saw Jesus, you know, bringing a dead to life. Nick saw how Jesus united, you know, how, you know, how he set free the captives, how, you know, even tax collectors left their position in order to have a relationship with Jesus. Nick saw all of that. And as a result, he was compelled to go to Jesus to have a one-to-one at night. And he says, you know, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher that has come from the Lord, because no one can perform the signs that you are doing if God were not with him. And Jesus says, Nick, unless you are born again, unless the person is born again, they cannot see the kingdom of God. Unless the person is born again, they cannot see the kingdom of God. Nick was confused. He was shattered. See, he knew Jesus read his mind. He knew it. See, before I became a born-again Christian, before I encountered the Lord Jesus Christ, I used to go to church as well. Actually, I used to go to church frequently, as a matter of fact. See, I was born into that church. You know, my parents even baptized me in that church as a baby. See, I knew how to walk the walk and how to talk the talk. See, I understood the hymn book. The table of content wasn't an issue for me. I understood exactly where to find the hymn books. You know, I knew how the verses and the standards in the hymn books went. I knew. And to me, I thought I was right before God, until one day someone spoke to me and says, listen, man, your self-righteousness are filthy rags to God. You need to be born again. I'm like, what do you mean born again? What do you mean born again? They said, listen, the only person to meet God's criteria is God himself. So as a result, he sent his one and only begotten son, Jesus Christ, to come and die on the cross for you, so that through him, you can be born again. That was one of the happiest days of my life. But yet, I felt sad at the same time, because I realized that my entire life prior to that was a waste. It was a waste. And Nick comes to Jesus and says, what do you mean? What do you mean? So, you saying that, this is like, I've spent my whole entire life, you know, studying the law, practicing the law, teaching the law, debating about the law, dressing in a certain way, praying at a certain time, facing a certain direction. And you're telling me that everything I have done is worthless. Man. See, that night, Nick came to Jesus with his own agenda. But he left with his world turned right side up. That's Nick. He's the man that came by night. He came by night. That is him. Nick came by night. Now, did we know that the night doesn't last forever? Eventually, day has to come, and one has to make a decision. So Monday morning comes, Nick is back to work. Business as usual, BAU, teaching, debating the law, but at the same time, he wasn't the same man. Deep inside, something had changed. He tried to go about his day, same as usual, trying to teach, trying to do that, but deep inside, something was not the same. See, Nick no longer felt comfortable in what he used to feel comfortable because something had changed. See, he tried to ignore stuff, but deep inside, he kept going back to that conversation that happened the night before. Something had changed within him. See, the truth that was spoken to him, see, produced induced labor within him. So what he used to find carrying comfortable, suddenly it's no longer comfortable. It's no longer comfortable. Nick began to struggle. The things that he used to find funny are no longer funny. The things he used to say, he can't say anymore. And we hear his peers and friends, whispering to themselves and saying that, is he all right? He's a bit, don't you think? You know, he thinks he knows it all. Look at him. You know what, mate? I think he's forgotten where he's come from. I can hear Nick wanting to scream to them saying that, listen, I've not forgotten where I've come from. It's just that I'm no longer the same man. The things that I used to, I cannot do anymore. There's something changing within, something is happening inside of me. I could try to explain, but you lot won't understand me. I pray, church, I pray in the name of the Lord that the truth that has been spoken over your life, that it will induce labor within you. That your doubts, our doubts, will become faith. That where we used to find ourselves as being, you know, spectators, that we'll become participators. Something changed in Nick's life. Now check this out. In chapter 7, right, of the book of John, the same court, the Sanhedrin court, the court that Nick was a part of, right, again, trialing Jesus. So what was, they sent soldiers to go arrest Jesus. And the soldiers come back empty-handed. And the Pharisees, one of the Pharisees, they were furious. And one of them stands up and says to the guards, where is he? And the guards were like, well, we went as you have instructed, but as we are about to arrest, man, we just couldn't realize that no one has ever spoken the way he speaks. He was furious. He's like, so he has deceived you also. And then he looks around the courtroom like this and he says, has any of the Pharisee leaders also been deceived here? At that point, guess who stands up? Nick. He says, excuse me. I've got something to say. And then his mates were like, there he goes. Oh, he's about to blow it. And Nick says, does our law condemn a man without first listening to him to know what it is he's doing? Suddenly, it was silent in court. Everyone was stunned. A court that has agreed to arrest Jesus, to kill him. And here is Nick, the black sheep, standing up in front of a court to defend this Jesus. The court was stunned. You could hear a pin drop. They were stunned. Now, this is the same Nick that came by night. He's the same man that came by night, but it's clear that the man that came by night, he's no longer the same man. See, the same Nick that came by night is no longer the same Nick. See, it's clear that, this Nick was now ready to enter through the open doors that God has set before him. But he knew very well, before entering this door, he had to pay the price, that there was a cost to this. Church, coming to the cross was never meant to be free. See, coming to the cross is never meant to be cheap. You know, have you paid the price? What price have you paid? Every man and woman standing at the cross bears a mark. What is your mark? What mark are you bearing? It's never cheap to come to the cross. The cross is never cheap. Let no one lie to you. Yes, Jesus Christ paid the price for us, but coming to the cross, it will cost you. What price have you paid? What mark are you bearing? What marks are you bearing? Wow. You see, in the Gospel of John, John mentions Nick three times. First, in chapter number 3, we know him as the man that came by night. And in chapter number 7, he's the man that publicly stood up to defend Jesus. And then in chapter number 19, he is the man who partners with Joseph of Arimathea to give Jesus a decent burial. See, each time we encounter Nick, see how he's just getting closer and closer and closer to the cross. Every time we encounter you, how close are you getting to the cross? He's getting closer and closer and closer to the cross. In chapter 19, he literally risks everything, you know, to care for Jesus' body, even after the crucifixion. Nick, once upon a time, was a man who came by night so that no one could see him. Nick, once upon a time, was a man who came by night to avoid awkward questions from his peers and friends. See, at night, he could spend time with Jesus without anyone knowing. You know, at night, you know, he could spend time with Jesus, you know, without, you know, he could begin a relationship with Jesus without, you know, him having to make any changes. See, at night, he could come to the cross without really expecting to lose his seat at the table and his reputation. Church, everything changes at the cross. Everything changes at the cross. So what can we learn from Nick? There are two things we can pick up this morning. What can we learn from Nick? The first one is, you see, coming to the cross is personal, but it's not private. Coming to the cross is personal, but not private. It requires a public declaration to come to the cross. Secondly, coming to the cross requires you and I to get out of our comfort zone. Coming to the cross requires you and I to get out of our comfort zone. That is the cross. See, maybe you're here this morning and you feel the same way. See, maybe your experience, you know, of coming to the cross is similar to that of, you know, of Nick. Maybe that's you. Maybe that's you this morning. See, maybe, you know, you are being challenged right now to come out of your comfort zone, to stretch out, you know, and come and start following Jesus wholeheartedly. You know, perhaps, you know, you feel that you're being called to go to a deeper level with Jesus Christ this morning. Maybe this message has challenged you. If that is you, I want to invite you to come to the cross. I want to invite you to come to the cross, to come and participate, get involved, you know, get involved in the school of ministry, you know, get involved, you know, in a discipleship group, get involved, grow, bud, blossom, and begin to produce fruit. You know, I want to invite you this morning to come to the cross. Come to the cross, because at the cross, you know, our doubts become faith, you know, move from doubt into faith. See, onto the, you know, at the cross, you know, the cross is a place where spectators become participators. See, the cross is the place where the timid, you know, become brave and bold. That is the cross. Come to the cross. Come to the cross. Come to the cross. Come to the cross. Where are you this morning? How close are you to the cross? Before I was born again, as I said, I thought I was close to the cross. Because of what I was doing, I thought I was close to the cross. Because of what I knew, I thought I was close to the cross. Because of how I dressed, I thought I was close to the cross. Because of how I spoke, I thought I was close to the cross. Because of my job and what I did, I thought I was close to the cross. Until one day I encounter Jesus. And Jesus says, no, Ashil. I love you, but you have to be born again. You have to be born again. I want to invite you to the cross this morning. I want to invite you to the cross this morning. The Lord has been pressing this song in my heart. The song is called Nothing Else Matters. I've heard Phil and Ropa, Mr. and Mrs. Moyo, sing this song several times. I've heard them literally sing this song several times, but it's never connected until over the past week. This song has never connected in my heart until over the past week. And it's just been playing over and over and over and over until to the point I was like, you know what? I can't ignore this. Nothing else matters. Nothing else matters. Hallelujah. It goes like this. It says, I'm caught up in your presence. Hallelujah. And it says, Jesus, you know, you don't owe me anything. You know, I'm caught up in your presence. I just want to be here at your feet. You know, Phil, do you want to help me sing this song? Yeah, please, bro. Can someone please give Phil a mic? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I never want to leave, Lord. I never want to leave, God. Nothing else matters but you, Lord. Nothing else matters but you, Lord. Yes, Lord, nothing else matters but you. Lord, that this morning we'll be caught up in your presence. That at your feet is where we would want to be, Jesus.
Lord, I'm caught up in your presence.
Hallelujah.
Lord, I just want to sit here at your feet.
Yes.
And I'm caught up in this holy moment.
Just listen. Let that be your prayer.
And I never want to leave. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
No, I'm not here
for blessings.
No,
Jesus, you don't owe me anything. Yes.
More up in this holy moment.
I never want to leave. Yes, God.
Sorry.
Lord, I'm sorry. Yes. When I go through the motions.
When I've just gone through the motions.
Lord, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
When I'm just singing another song.
When I just sang another
Lord,
song.
Lord, take me back to the start.
Take me back to where we started.
Hallelujah.
I open up my heart to you.
Lord, I'm sorry.
Lord,
I'm sorry
when I forgot that you're enough. Yes, I'm sorry
when I come with my own agenda, Lord.
Oh, when I came with my own agenda,
take me back to where we started.
I open up my heart to you.
And Father, today we decree that we just want you, Lord.
I just want you,
nothing else,
yes, nothing else, Jesus,
nothing else will do,
yes, I just want you, and nothing else, nothing else.
Lord, Lord, we just want you this morning. Father, Lord, we are sorry when we are just going through the motions. Lord, we are sorry when we are just singing another song for the sake of singing, God. Lord, we are sorry this morning when we come to you with our own agenda, like Nick did. Father, this morning we confess, Lord, that we might have come to you with our own agenda, that you will speak the truth in us. The truth that will induce labor in us, oh God. The truth that will cause us to come out of our comfort zone. The truth that will cause us to stop being spectators and become, you know, participators in the kingdom of Jesus Christ. The truth that, my God, will give us the grace and the boldness, oh Lord, to make the price in order to come to the cross. Lord, we want nothing else but you, Lord. Nothing else but you, God. Nothing else matters but you, Jesus. Nothing else matters but the cross. That nothing else matters but Calvary this morning. So, Lord, today we come to the cross. We come to the cross, Lord. Here we are, God. Father, we bow on our knees, oh God, and we say, here we are, Father, at the cross. Because, Lord, today we take a bold stand and we say nothing else matters but the cross, but you, Lord. Holy Spirit, begin to do wonderful work in our lives, oh Lord. Father, we give you room to operate in our hearts, oh God. Father, give us a new heart. Lord God, where our hearts have gone cold, where our hearts have become strong and rocky, Father, where our hearts are just going through the motion, Father, begin to do a surgical procedure in our hearts today, God. Father, take away the heart of stone and give us a new heart. Give us a new heart, Lord. Give us the grace to go to new levels, God. To enter through those doors you have set before us, like Nick did. It may cost us, oh Lord. But Lord, give us the grace to pay the price. In Jesus' name, amen.
If God is transforming your life through this podcast, take courage and visit us in person. We would love to meet you and get to know you more. Thank you for listening. Hope to see you soon.